In the name of Jesus, amen. After this I looked, and behold, a great multitude that no one could number, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God, who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb." In the name of that Lamb of God, amen. We do a strange thing this morning. We are a strange people, we Christians. We are a strange tribe, and we speak a strange language. The world does not know us because it does not know Him. We do a very strange thing. We name our dead. And we choose to do this even though it makes us hurt, and it makes us cry, and it makes us suffer. We do not avoid talking about them. We do not avoid looking at them. We stare straight at what seems to be the very empty hole their death has left on our lives, and we name them. Mom, Dad, husband, wife, child, sister, brother, friend. Without them, life is a little less rich. It does have a little less joy and laughter. Without them, we are a little less strong and a little less wise. So why does the church do this? Why poke you and remind you? Why find that wound that you try very hard to hide? Why speak the suffering you try very hard to keep quiet at times? It is because you today bring your pain and your suffering and your grief to Jesus, in whose wounds, in whose word, and in whose body and blood you have healing. Because by not avoiding talking about them, we hear Christ talk to us with His voice of truth and of life. Because by not avoiding looking at them, we also see them, and we see Christ for who they truly are and who we will be when He appears. Because by not avoiding staring at death, we see by faith resurrection. By speaking their name here, in this place, with your church around you, doing the same thing, you know that you are not alone in your pain and your suffering. Death has touched us all, and resurrection has touched us all, and it will touch us all. By speaking their name here, you also hear the beautiful truth that as you are speaking their name, God is speaking their name too. They are children of God, and they sit before the throne. By speaking their name here, you also hear the beautiful truth that as you are speaking their name, God is speaking your name to you. You, child, you, saint, you, beloved. That wound, that suffering, that pain, dear child of God, it's a part of the story, but it's not the whole story. It's true, but it is not the whole truth. And what you see and feel in the pain is not wrong, but what you see and feel is not complete. Today we are helped to see the bigger and more complete story, the bigger and more complete truth. Dear saints, we walk through the valley of the shadow of death. And by being in that valley, by being low, you must know for sure that you do not see as you should. In valleys, you only see in part. Kingdoms and wars and castles, what do they always want? They always want the high ground. They see better there. They defend and they fight better on the high ground. So today, close your eyes and lift up your heart to the high ground of being in Christ. Speak your dead and then open your ears to the one who sits high upon the throne and to the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And in opening your ears, you truly look and you truly behold that the ones that you have named today, they are alive. And they are in Christ, and they are in that great multitude that no one could number, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, crying out with a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." Today, close your eyes and open your ears to truly see what manner of love the Father has given unto you, that you should be called, elected, chosen, a child of God. And so you are. Close your ears and open, close your eyes and open your ears, and then cry out with a voice, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. In you, O Lord, I take refuge. You are my rock. You are my fortress. Bring your wounds and your pain and your suffering and your grief and your loss, and hear again that you are high and safe in Him, baptized in Him, in Christ, your rock, your refuge, your fortress, and in Him. In Him, you see clearer and truer and further." And so we name our dead. Christ is risen and He lives, and they live and will rise, and you live and will rise. And as you wait to see perfectly clear and perfectly true, and perfectly far, when you see Christ as He is, by naming them here, you recognize again that they have exactly what you are waiting for. But now, you don't have to wait to be comforted. You don't have to wait to begin to be healed. For the Lamb in the midst of the throne, who will be our shepherd, is your shepherd now. And He who will guide us to springs of living water is leading and guiding you now. And God, who will wipe away every tear from your eyes, enlightens your tear-clouded eyes now, so that you begin to see a little more clear and a little more true, and a little more far. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.